كم متر سيارين؟ ولا ده من المطار سيارين؟ تمام. كم متر سيارين؟ Looking at Gill Impact Test, and passed a good test. It's also the first Kleistel, the first year with an ace, the Simcha happened. So it says Kleistel, what they did by themselves before the Tekana, they did Simcha Mishta Yontif, Mishloach Monish Ishla Re'eu. They did Simcha Mishta Yontif Mishloach Monish. Before Mordechai sent out the letter to tell yourself what to do, what Kleistel did it by themselves, only did Simcha Mishta Yontif Mishloach Monish. It's not over there, Matanis Lav Yonim. Afterwards, a couple of seconds later, rings down the Mordechai, send out to Kleistel, Tzimei Mishta V'Simcha Mishloach Monish Ishlu Re'eu U'Matanis Lav Yonim. He took out the word Yontif, I mean his mutter in Malacha, and he added in the concept of Matanis Lav Yonim, a new thing that Kleistel did not do by themselves. However, Mordechai was Misakin from Kleistel, and they were Kima V'Kiblu, they were Kabbalah upon themselves to also do Matanis Lav Yonim. It sounds like it's two different things. Matanis Lav Yonim is separate from what Kleistel did by themselves, and Be'etim look in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tofrei Tzadik Dal is a din in Matanis Lav Yonim. Tofrei Tzadik Hei is a din of Suda and Yayin, and Mishta, the Simcha. Two separate halachas seems to be. So, Maestro, where did Mordechai come to Misakin his new inin on Matanis Lav Yonim? So the Rabban and the Pasuk, he says, first of all, Ein Chami, Kleistel, in the beginning, they did not do Matanis Lav Yonim. They didn't do it that way. But since all Yontif, when all Yom Tov is Yimei Simcha, and by all Yimei Simcha, we also come to Nisimei Chaniyim. Like it says in the end of Pashas V'eh, that it's the Masa, Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, after Vincha V'techa, you should be happy, you, your kids, your children. And then it says, V'Avich V'Mosa, V'Alevi Yashab Shurecha, V'Ger V'Yosem, V'Mono Yashab Kavecha, come to give Simcha also to everybody, to say your mishpacha and say to people who need it, even to Aniyim. Therefore, who would inform this like the Simcha by Klai Yisrael? Simcha by Klai Yisrael means the Simcha by Klai Yisrael, God's Klai Yisrael. That Klai Yisrael should have the Simcha, we got saved, Klai Yisrael should have the Simcha. The Indian Matanis Lav Yonim is also a chilek of the Simcha. You Klai Yisrael, you did mishpacha of the Simcha yourself. You have to be sad, mishpacha, mishpacha yourself. This God's Klai Yisrael, all you have to do, you have to go back to God's Klai Yisrael, and you should have the Simcha by God's Klai Yisrael. Also by the Aniyim.
What's the
din there? Yeah, it's in to give. That's the month. Whatever we give, the Bible is here. Off it says. The Prophet signs the law where we have Yontif. Moish Chitin is for her. That's for sure. So they call, yeah, but they call. They've got to put the sign Moish Chitin for Oyem Tavim. But Moish Yontif, yeah. So, the din of Simcha by Oyem Tavim, why? Again, of course not the din of Tzedakah. The din of Mesamech Tavim.
And the writing, that
part is not done, what's that part is called? It's done
that by Yom Tov, Yom
Tov. And the writing started before Yom? Yeah, Rambam brings it down. The Rambam says you should give for every Yom Tov. Mishbu Alekit, Tim Meshbeid, also by the Purim, he writes over there, Echiv, to be happy on Purim, therefore, Echiv, to Mishmech, Daniyim. It's one Simcha leads to other Simcha. That's in the Rambam, and Megillah, and Perekbeid, also, then the person has a choice to be ma'apit in Matanis Lav Yonim or Mishloach Monos or Suda. Which one should be ma'apit in? You have a choice of three. Says the Rambam, you should be ma'apit in Matanis Lav Yonim. Go down by the Pesachim, Al Rabba, Rav Yosef and others, or for Shulchan. Why? The Lashon Rambam is, She'ein Shom Simcha G'dayla Mufu'ara. There is no great Simcha and glorified Simcha. El L'smayach Lev Aniyim V'yitzayim V'amans V'gayim. We should give Aniyim. Why? Because you want to a wonderful Simcha, it's Yimei Simcha. What Ikka Simcha should you pick? You have a choice to be Marvin. Be Marvin Matanis Lav Yonim. Why? That's the Ikka Simcha, the Zemek, the case of Shechino. The Ikka Galvus of Simcha is Mesamech to the Leva Aniyim. So again, we see the Indian Matanis Lav Yonim, the Indian of Simcha, not the time of the Indian of Tzedakah, the concept of Simcha. The Ritual on Megillah of Zayin and Aleph also says it's Midin Simcha. That's Chob Shaka and Mordechai. Mordechai starts off Kleistel and Simcha. Kemo Mordechai in the Sakin, Matanis Lav Yonim. Don't the Ikka Simcha in Kleistel. That's the Ikka way to the Smech. That's the Ikka Simcha. This, according to Asim Shad, in the Ritual of Bamatzina, the Ayin Chasna Beis, Ritual over there says, is we didn't Simcha, the Indian of Matanis Lav Yonim is didn't Simcha and Monais. Monais, didn't Simcha and Monais. So the Mepharshim Klai, what do you mean? It's didn't Simcha, that's to say, what's Monais? Giving Mashalach Monais, is it didn't Mashalach Monais? So before Pshad is in economy, what is it, a person, what's Yimei Simcha? It's happiness, it's Yimei of happiness, a day of presence, like Kav Yachav Kaimash is a day of presence and happiness.
That's the whole end of the Simcha. Since we see that our concept of Monos and Simcha both are one entwined with the other, who it is, that's the same thing what Matzah Tzadikim is also. It's you make Simcha Monos, it's a day of happiness. Our happiness is also a Mono, a Matzah to the Ebion. A Matzah Tzadikim is a separate thing. It's one that totally finds the Ebion. But it's the same concept of Simcha Monos. The Chassan Tzadikim in the 9th page, which clearly is the end of Simcha. And Batsim Mishibru and Tafrei Tadakei and Sikot and Tafrei, he told him that Agav, that women also have a chiyah to give Matos of Yoyim, because Afim Boich and Nes, but Tzvi Chiyim is Smoich with Samech Leve of Yoyim. She has to Samech make happy of Yoyim, to accept and bring the Pasuk down. He says again, the Inim Simcha by Matos of Yoyim, the Inim Matos of Yoyim, Batsim is the concept of Simcha. So the Surah has a little bit of a different getter than Sam Stockholm. She goes to the losses in the Simcha Tafrei Tadakei, Sasuf and Sif Aleph, a chayv kol odom nite in the pasuk mishtei and matonis l'shnei aniyim. First has a chiyuv to give at least two matonis to two aniyim. So first it starts off kol odom. What is kol odom? Poshut, a man has a chiyuv matonis l'avyoinim, that's very simple. What about an isha? Does a lady have a chiyuv to give matonis l'avyoinim? You say it's not up to her, it's not b'yodai. So the Amor right, Tafer Tadakein, it's Evdal, Yivad Kuli, and Echanami is a chiyuv on the isha also. Two reasons, one again, like Mishavu says, Achim bo'is anes. Or a second reason is like Mishavu also brings down Kaima v'kibu ha'yudim. A yudim means guns by a soul, Menashim will cavil upon themselves. Either they will either mitzad the chom atim by the nest that the kona was put upon them, or they will cavil upon them. Two separate mukaris to v'chayim and isha. What about a wife? The wife will please imma tanas lav yoyinim or not. So again, a matter isha is, but is she potter with her husband? Now Chashulchan writes in Sif Beis, the Ishta Kegufay, and therefore you mekayim the inim matos lav yoyim with your husband. Your husband gives for you because you're all one good from one entity. It's brought down also in the Sefer Purim the Chodesh Adar. That's how the Asher Paskins, that a wife does not need to give because the husband gives the Ishta Kegufay. The Stimat Apayskim do not sound that way. V'oyd Ruch Lar Chashulchan and Tafresh Tadik. Hey, at the end he brings down to not to say that by matos lav yoyim. He's basically saves himself. So that's not the real Ishta Kegufay. He says to not say this concept. The echanami that Isha is partnered with the husband, and echanami she has to give herself. The steerts are in. The mice of Yasha does pass in the way. But among all of the Paiskim, they don't seem to say that. They say Isha is Mukhoyim, they're being on Isha is Mukhoyim, all the Paiskim being down their Ramah. And it's not machal whether it's a wife or not a wife. And it seems to me that people are machal when they do the zayich for the wife and they give for their wife. Another person who has to give is what about an oni? If it's in Azzoko, the Ani won't have to give. And the Echnami Prichodesh says that Ani does not have to give Matos Lav Yoinim. It's mamish like Tzadokah. However, come on, place can disagree. The Bach and the Taz and the Eli Rab and the Korachayim, Birk Yosef, Chayodim, Mishapur, Avashulchan, they all pass in Echnami. Ani does have to give Matos Lav Yoinim. It's quite simple. In this time, Din is not Midin Tzadokah. It's Midin Simple. Midin Simple, I give to you, you give to me. We switch things, making a craving and ask, giving to one another. It's a concept of Simple. Echnami, whether Ani or not, a person of course should give. Another shaila is, what about a cotton? Does he have to give? So, a cotton who has no das, the body is no chiv at all, no chinuch, that's poshut. Let's say a cotton, he's 10 years old, he has das. Does he have a chiv to give? He did chinuch to give matanot lav yoyim. Without chinuch, the body doesn't have to. He's not in kodim mitzvah, but without chinuch, does he have to? So, in Shammai Moi, being down in Shammai Dalmat, and the Shema Pini, and go down in the Chulm Malach, and the Otko, they say, what's the difference between any case of chinuch? And out of the chinuch, and the chinami, a child does have to give. Help me tell a shaking, they shall have the muchacho, and the stifler, and the son of Chaim Kanievsky, the kinitoyo, they kind of, no. First of all, them children don't have. They don't have sincere. And even if you want to, even if once in a while a child does have, Chaim Kanievsky says, the mice is not shkir for them to have, and therefore the chum will not mistaken upon you. And we never see this concept of the eating of chinuch on a child for stucco or chesed, because we don't put the chinuch that does not shy for them, because when they get older, b'etim, I mean, when they get older, they will have to give al matos lav yoyim. The ma'aseh, they don't, it's not put upon them, it's not shechir for them to have. Ma'aseh is a chiddush, but ma'aseh, that's how, he says that's annoying in his house, the type says, it was, Chaim Kanievsky says, in his house, the children, ma'aseh never did give. The disciple also says it. That's the father. The disciple's far is because when you get older, when you want to have any money, you also won't have to give. Which is a shver thing, because that's only not to be chodesh. All the places say when you get older, you don't have, when you get, you do have to give.
If you don't have any money.
Yeah, if you mamash don't have any chlami, you can't give. You're an oinus. You're an oinus. But here they are, because everyone eventually will get it. So important. Who's not going to get it? Right, so fair. Another person that you can clear is a person who's semichal shulchan aviv. He's above our mitzvah, but might be still semichal shulchan aviv. The Kinnin Torah in Chalakal, if you want to tie that up, also, he said, Muhammad's father's shofan, and he does not have chiyuv to give. It's only when you get married, you have your own shofan, you're sent by yourself. However, over there, the person do disagree, there are for shulchan and sebeis, but shalom zalman, and the chur the minig that way, the bnei yeshiva, everyone here chur sebeis, chur shulchan avid. The mice the minig, they do give matalas of yoinim, like a circle of the are about you, and you can tell if your father gives you the chur, you have what to give from. The best thing is, chur, what you're supposed to do is ask your father rishos, they won't get any shalos of gzeba. You ask your father rishos, the chur will tell you, yeah, I mean, we'll get the shia how much, with the shia, while off the very little, chur is not a problem. No. Losh and Mechaba is to give two matonas to two aniyim. Why two matonas to two aniyim? Someone can be mazak for you. Chura this year should be the same thing, yeah. This year should be a problem. Without getting involved, Chumu is not eating it before somebody, because Chura is a shlug alaha. Again, so... So the same Yismach Yisrael, his father was a collector in America, and he wrote to Stifler and to others, and his Kama Tshuva is written, and he has an Yismach Yisrael back and forth about the Shaila, about the hours being off. Talking about being Cleveland and New York, and all the girls who he worked for, it seemed to be about Bad and Yisrael. He hung over there with all the Tshuva about exactly the times, and how to work things out. Get about also, he said Shafiyazu, when he did, I'm very interesting questions. The end of giving to Matanis, Batim, to Tuanim, is a Pasuk. The Pasuk said, Matnas Aniyim, Matnas Lavyonim, Matnas Loshirabim, Lavyonim, Loshirabim. So give one Matana to one Aniyim. Now how much is a Matana? How much does a person have to give Aloha? Person, Chola Mabah is a Meshubah, and should give as much as they can, as much as the parents want it. But how much is a technical aspect that a person should give? Again, a technical aspect that a person has to give. Again, what a person should do is make as much Simcha and Kwaya as possible. So the Mishra brings out the Pim Gadam, that the Pim Gadam said he doesn't know, can't find any place that anyone who talks about, does not know what the Gather is. The Mishra himself, he brings down the Ritva, the Zayn Omar, the Ritva says, it's two Prutas and two Aniyim. That means each Ani, the Gather is a Pruta. That's how the Mishra passed him, the Gather is a Pruta. Not only is it the Ritva that way, it's Rashi, Tshuva, and Simon Reis, Tala Gimel. He says, Ain Kitzva, Kol Mashiwatan, Litan, Yitan. There is no Gather, whatever you want to give, you can give. Sounds like even less than a Pruta, but might as well follow up the Pruta, has to be a giving, and it's, you know, seen as a fruta maybe, who in the Shibula Leket in the Simon Reish Beis, Bigzan Rashi, the Tanya Abasi, a third Rishon, Bigzan Rashi, the Simon Malos. So we have a whole bunch of four steps we show you to say clearly, like the Ritva, we have the, again we have the Ritva and Rashi, Tanya Abasi, Shibula Leket, they tell us that Komashi wants to retain a fruta and a chlambi, and the mitzvah of Matanat Lav Yenim. The Lava who brings down the cantum of a fruta besides the Mishnah Ruh, is the Mokar Chaim, the Chabat Yar, the Pachapcha, the Eshlav Ram, the Zar Shulchan, and Mechaim Kinyaskin, about the Yosef, all passing. The halacha is me'ikar din pruta. Once again, we have Rishonim, we have Dela Apashim, Sefer Mishabruah, and Makar Chayim, and we have Apashim, this is my name, about Yosef, this Kirel, of Chaim Kineshki, who passed it, together is a pruta. What's the other, as far as other things that are going around? So, a second Shito is a Shai Shufa. He himself, he doesn't have much going to it, just brings down different Shitas, but he brings down the Zer Yaakov and Shufa. The Zer Yaakov says the Shir is a Shir of a Suto. How much is a shear of a pseudo? He says the shear is gimel basin. That's in the simatop samachas, the machabah brings down a machalikas. How big is the pseudo? Is a gimel basin or dal basin? He brings down balshitas. Mishabu also kuf samachas by passing above a kitzim, brings down gimel dalit. The hafhila says to be machmer. Over there is gimel basin, over here will be the hafhila dal basin. Why? But gimel dal basin is a shear pseudo. Now, where is the Zer Yaakov coming from? So, I couldn't find the same with Oyster. And the Shai Chuvan himself says he couldn't find either Sefer and he could not find the town. He stops making up time reasons and he doesn't have much going to it. The Kavachayt does bring it down and brings down the Svar, where the Makar of the Zer Yaakov is. Where did he get the Gedder of Suda? So he says, because the Pasuk says, Mishloach Manas Uman Talas Lav Yoyin. And Mishloach Manas, he brings down the Gemara on the Zayin Amid Aleph in the Megillah, meaning you have to give a whole entire Suda. Mishloach Manas means a whole entire Suda. Just like Mishloach Manas means a whole Suda, a whole Mana. Who did the Makar of Lav Yoyin means a whole entire Mana? Oh, that's in the car. Now that's in the car, we can mamish from all the ways not to attack you. First of all, Mishloach Manas, I don't think anyone ever heard. Never see anyone put up signs, 50 shekels you have to give Mishloach Manas. You never saw that. Right? Never anyone, no machmer for that. Why not? It's mitzvah, good Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, three times, it's wonderful. We never saw a sign that you have to mamish for the whole place. Even exactly tomorrow, because mamish from there gave a whole fire, he gave an animal, and he gave up a thing of wine. Mamas gave a whole to do with it. We don't see this. If it's Makad, it's Mishlai, it's Mishlai, it's Mishlai.
What?
Nothing else. So that's the Makad, first of all, Zohar Vehabe, that's one time upon him, we don't see it.
Is
it the Kavachan? That's the one he brings to the Kavachan? No. The Kavachan saying this is what the Zayakar says inside. I can't find the Zayakar, don't know what else he adds to it. If that's the Makad, first of all, we never find anyone say by its Zayakar. A second point is, by Mishloach Manos, three different cheetahs of what the Makar is. Either it's because of Tumat and the Suda, the Tumas Hadashah, or about Simcha, or it's Bimabur and Kli Yisrael. Three different reasons. Now, who says the Makar is about Suda, Tumas Hadashah? So what should he hold? So the Lekki Yosha, Talmud, the Tumas Hadashah, says the Rebbe told him how much you have to give. He says one Te'ena and one tomorrow, one bigger one day. Now the one who says the Suda, the Makar Mishloach Manos, the Suda, how much you have to give, it says like Yosha, is Rebbe told him one figure one day. Why? Because Seif Kol Seif is Moisiv in the Suda. Let me say, the Makar that everyone brings down, which region everyone's bringing down the Makar is Suda, Truman of Eshin, and he says, they don't give a whole day of Suda. You might have one figure one day, they want to argue with him, it's Inyan Simcha, it's Rav Shofen, Vat Nam Kain Mitzvah, it is that Mab Reis, Nam Kain Mitzvah, the one day, like Mishvur, be Allah brings down, but the Mitzvah has to be something that's Kashim. Mirishma Dagul Shtotiyot, and in the Simchoti, Mirishma says that to be something that's Koshim, Sayyid the Nation, Sayyid the Makabal. So they want to argue the Shubu Tadashim. Fine, but either Makar, you're coming out of Shiris, or you're coming out of Suda, Lahura, their Yaakov doesn't add up to Stam, the Makar itself, the Shubu Tadashim. Boy, the third point, is their Yaakov ends up Sarachim. Doesn't come out Lalachi, he buys, he has to mind to it more, he's not sure, that's how leads the Kavchaim to get down, and the Shulchan says he ends up with Sarachim. So it says the Zayah Shulchan, let's understand, we have a ritual who is Vadai. You have the Zayah Yaakov and Achman, I assume he's Achman, who's a Zalafik. So why do we know there are four different Rishonim that way, and we have to go to a place in that way? Any son of them waits to meet the Vadai. There's a Zayah Shulchan, the Vadai has to pass from Lalachi as a Pruta. So, if the Kavachai does end up, the meaning is to be Machman, not that you have to, so the meaning is to be Machman, the first two Aniyim to give the Shia of the Suda.
What's
the share? He said either Pruto or Dal Basim. Doesn't get to the how much, and he writes what's Dal Basim? A quarter of a loaf of bread. Which is, we went from being a Pruto, which is Pruto that's, Vadia says it's 5 groats, the lowest point, going to a quarter of a loaf of bread, barefoot and shekel.
What? You
shouldn't do that. You shouldn't come to the candy or whatever. So that's the point, if you go to the Yaakov, which he himself is Tarachin, you look for, no, candy is more than 5 groats.
No, I'm saying.
So one shekel maybe. The Kafa Chaim is saying, Gimel Nabeitim. So candy maybe, nah. Candy, or by suit, I don't know, Mashach Mamas, Mishmai. That'd be something with Choshev, could be where he held it together.
Yes.
He said, the only way to Mininim Lahakmir, he said, Mininim would be Machmir, how much? Only by the first to Aniyim, and that's it. That means he went from 5 groats to 1 shekel. Now where do we get the other numbers? Fine, that's it, 2 sheetahs. A third sheetah. The Naya Shita seems to be is of Shlomo Zalman, is of Yashin, that's brought down in Sefer Yismach Yisrael in print, and brought down in Shlomo Yitzchok in Purim in Parashas at the end. And what is the Tshuva to an office of Shtovach and Chel Gimel? They both go to Zep Malach. They kind of, first of all, they argue, first they come to Pruta. So Pruta Bismanazer is not shy. They bring down the Sma in Simpei Ches. The Sma says, can catch Isha Bismanazer with a Pruta? If you give a Pruta and catch Isha Bismanazer with a Pruta, 5 of God, 2.5 of God, whatever they want to say it is. So says the Sma, no, because it has no value. He ends up starting this man, the person, but if you argue for this concept, you see that a fruit has to be, has to have some value to it. Fine, so you don't like half a groat, you don't like 5 groats, they get a half a shekel. First of all, they don't like the concept of a fruit, it has to be more than that. The only time, they say, they can buy something with it. It had a value, it had a shabbos. It went from the smart, not the time, yet the out time is not. That's what comes out with what the time is. But the only time, the Shwai of Monos, is better than the words are giving two matanis. It says matanis by Mishloach Manos, it says mono, and then by matanis of Yoinim, it says matana. Difference between matana and a mono. What's the difference? Matana has to be something that's kosher. Matana is a present. Matana. You give a person matana, give you something, a 5 agarot, a shekel. That's a present. There's nothing. You don't, not even go with it. To bring it down for the Mashah and the Zayin and Ralph, one time a Matana is more than a Mono. Mashah already says, it doesn't say how far, but he says a Matana is more than a Mono. Same chance, more that way. And therefore, you have to give something to what? Together, they say, you have to miss a Mechtan. whatever is mesamech and oni, whatever is matana, something they're not being mevayish to be makabel, and there's not a bush and they enjoy it, and the simcha of it, like we see yourself in the beginning, in the matana of yonah, the concept of simcha, therefore they want taina, what's the getter? The getter is not pruta, whatever you want, the getter is not suta, the getter is simcha. Getter is simcha, that's what's trouble. Yeah, that thing is not the getter with this man, is that? That's what they start off with.
Getter is
simcha. Maybe they want to say pruta was simcha, and Who are they arguing? Well, right, so, now, Shlomo says the same thing as Rabbi Asher. Now, how much they come out? So, if Shlomo writes in Shuvah, if Shuvah's been in Tavshin and Zion 1997, he writes, therefore, 10 shekels. Rabbi Asher says the same Sfarah, the Dvotam, in the Sefer Yismach Yisrael, a friend, writing for 2 years ago, he writes 50 shekels for each Ani. Some say he meant for both of them 50 shekels. This Sefer writes, in print, 50 shekels for each Ani. Now they both have the same Svara, and they went from 110 shekels to 150 shekels. Fine. So, I mean, get the argument. They both put the same words down, the word matana, like David Smoyer. Either one needs a real simcha and a real matana, one needs, yeah, might say, give 10 shekels, it's very nice matana. 10 shekels, the person deals, thinks it is matana. There is a simcha. However, there's 50 shekels even more than simcha. And all Indian form is a mamish simcha. So, even in this Svara, they took it to two ends. Could be a little bit of a makar for this concept that the Indian of Simcha, they want to be done around. The Ran S. Y. Mishlach, one is the concept of giving two, and my talk about going is the concept of giving one. Who should be two and two? Says the Ran, Shehinach Shevet Beinem Kedavah Gadol. By only one, consider something big. So you see, by the Ran, you want something to be choshev, to be big, double Gadol. That's one they've been done. The Ran, over the Mishnah, but I think. Well, over there is no Raya. First, we're not saying over there what the Gedder is. And for Oy, something which is two by one person, one by another person, not really right, just saying why they're attacking two and one, it's not saying exactly that together. But again, the Maestro, Chul Alokha, after Shayim, we have numerous Hashem, say, whatever you want to give, Komash, you want to lead time you can give, that's the kind of mitzvah for Hashem, that way, again, the Lepaiskim, Saikim, or Karhai, Zura, Unza Paiskim. Second sheet, again, telling Pseudo, the Makarot, so we are having, meaning the Kavchan says to Machmer. Then there are other sheikhs, Rav Shlomach says 10, they bring down from the Sheva Levi also that he held the money Yachal was 10 shekels. This is Gerel says either Pruta or, again, either Pruta or Tal Beitin, because he gets Chosh for the biggest share by the Suda. The Swarm bring down from Moshe that he held, as long as you give a guy a coffee and a bagel, or coffee in the Danish, so you have a meal for breakfast, which they say in his times were $1, now maybe more, $2, but again, that's Eric 10 shekels. They want to over from the Vat Yosef also, a mon is one of falafel, or a Nebak, they want to say that way. Find that again, the 10 shekels, 12 shekels, but that's the extreme. Lahoris Benoffin says 50 shekels. The In Shalim Moed, from the Shlom Zalman, gradually the person there asked him, and Bacher asked him, and the words of Shlom Zalman is, to Mekai the Mitzvah Lehitr, for it depends upon the Noisin and the Makabel. It says, for your father, the Mitzvah Lehitr is even 50 shekels. For you, even giving a half a shekel, that's more than enough. So he, it sounds like, again, it's not about the mitzvah shabbai, it's more about the mitzvah of the hidden the mitzvah shabbai. Again, what that means, the mitzvah shabbai is not half a shekel. The hidden the mitzvah depends upon the noise of the mekabel. It can't be with a man, the person should maybe give 50 shekels. If you're a person who's roi and you can't give, and if not, you should give. You can ask your parents to give. But what's the ish? But Stamazoi, if you give, truly is el yashim, and supposedly he'll never tell you not mekabel the mitzvah. He only says it, he says the other way, you're mekabel this way for sure. He doesn't say you're not mekabel less. So, each one on his own, it's good.
You're not saying that on Sunday the fruit is 50 shekels.
It can't be. I never heard anyone say it that way from the Ashraf. Now, which Ani we're talking about that a person has to give? Pasuk says, Matanis le'evyonim. Evyonim, what's the difference between an Ani and an Evyon? The Gemara could be an Alpha and Beis from Matsya. The Gemara says that an Ani, he has the chreichim, his basic necessities in life. And therefore, anything he's collecting for he needs is more than that. And everyone, he's missing his mamash of the rechem, he has no food on the table, the mamash needs to survive, and he doesn't have his basic necessities. That's the difference between the two. The Gemara there says you have a choice to pay your tzar. You hire two people to work you, an ani and an evyon. Who should you pay back first, the ani or the evyon? The Gemara says the ani you pay back first. Why an ani? He says the ani is mevayish to ask for you. For money, he has rusha. Because he usually has the chayim, therefore, you pay back the ani. However, an evyon who does not have the necessities and he always is going to ask for his needs, therefore, he's not mevayish to ask, and therefore, you pay the ani first and the evyon second. even though everything had more needs, but you paid every first. That's Gemara. Now, over here, it says, in the Pasuk against Lev Yonim, so that is it chiyah to give a person who's mamash Evin Mehudr, the mamash does not have any of his needs. So the Makor HaChaim, the Chavetz Yor, already 300 years ago, he writes that Evin, a person should be medaktik, echnami, give to mamash Evin, but mamash is missing his basic needs, his necessities. Hudanat Tau, Ushtumach, and Shumas and Hoggis, and Chalakimel, and Moid, and Mizman, and Chalakvav, he says, Mahathila, you should try Mahadr, kind of what says in the Pasuk, and the Mishlom Zaman and Moed and Shami Moed also, he writes it's very hard to find an Ani Bizman Azeh, he says, because the Tzibur, Baruch Hashem, does not chesed, and all the basic necessities are taken care of. It's only what's more than it's hard to find a real Evyon, but also he seems to go, Mahalach, they need Mamash and Evyon. So again, we have Mekar Chai, and Mishlom Zaman, and Mishlom Zaman. Atal HaShani, read the Shulchan Aruch. Allah says, Kol Adam Litin Lepasas, Mishdei Matosh, Lishnei Aniyim. Shnei aniyim. The word Shulchan Aruch is aniyim. Look in the Rambam, aniyim. Look in the Lavosh, aniyim. Hi Adam, aniyim. Look in the Paiskim. Everyone says an oni. Sometimes it shorts the words around, oni, evyon, evyon, oni. But everyone, even if they even switch the words around, they write sometimes one way, sometimes another way, that means they learn even an oni and Tvav Dafko. Because anyone switches it around, the bush sometimes switches it, that means it means Sai oni and Sai evyon. It's Tvav Dafko. I mean, it's me a kasha. The Maestro, the Torah says, the Megillah says, evyon. So there, the time of the Krav, Chaim Kanievsky, the time of the Krav Megillah, on the Paraket, and who are doing the Arfa Shulchan in Sefei, they both give the same tariffs. Based upon the Gemara Bamatsi and Kufi on Kufi and Alephon Beis, that you might think you have a choice on your Evyon. And the Gemara says who goes first by paying back if Oni goes first. Why? Because he's Mevayesh is. You might think also Matos of Yoyim have a choice who to give to an Oni first, or only give to an Oni. You might think Ikkis to give to an Oni, because anyway an Evyon is going to knock on your door, anyway he's going to have to Mevayesh himself, and he uses a Busham. You might think an Evyon, Kamash Mulan Apostik, who would, you might think only an Oni, Kamash Mulan Apostik, who would in an Evyon? That's the Chitch of the Krat, even an Evyon. And that was why, again, in looking at the Dimitar Paiskim, true, there's Makar Haim, Dolai Achorinim. Well, my son, put from him and told the man of Zed, no one else says it. And the Dimitar Shulchan Aruch, Taz, Mokavram, Prim Gadol, no one says the word Oni, says it means Evyon. What happened? The sound of Mamash shareholding means to give to any Oni, Avadi, the kind of the mitzvah that way. Besides, again, our Shulchan, who said it before, our Shulchan said it before that way, Chaim Kanievsky, also look over passing that way, there's a Shulchan passing that way, look at that Dimitar Paiskim, look at that Lachal. That's what a person can do. Yesh medak, give them those who are masculine. It's not meant to give mamash a real evyon. Now, what should a person give? So, Balak of the Rambam says to give either money or something to eat, food, one or the other. To give begotten clothing, it seems to be, it's machlaikis. People begotten that said, Rechachili, you should not give begotten, because either you give for the pseudo, a simcha, or you give money, you can buy a pseudo. The Arsameach in Hilchot Mekilah in Chlami says you're not mekayim the mitzvah. The true Eved says by begotten you are mekayim the mitzvah. It's not like this. That shalom of etzim is not negiyah. There is another shalom b'chur which is based upon this. You have to know why they don't compare the two, but it's based upon this. Can you give a check or check to chui? Two different things. Can you give a check? Check for etzim is not money. It's what shalom kesef. It's like begotten and it has a value, but itself the mitzvah is not money. You can really argue the same point on any dollar bill. But before, let's make it a check. Valuable has a value. But any check before, it's shalom kesef. Is it like a bag? Before, maybe your tainus tell the same thing. Might if it could have placed on make on a person a regular check. They tainu a regular check. Might if you buy whatever you want with it, it has the same milo as kesef. The concept of a bag, you have to first switch in and then go buy something with it. Here, a check on the switch, and before has the same milo. Over here, as kesef, as an oni, it's the same thing worth it. Same thing, a post-dated check, the place can say, it's brought down from the Ashram in Shvatz Yitzchok and the Sheva Levi and Chaim Kanievsky in Yitzmach Yisrael, that if this post-dated check has a value to it, I mean, that means if you post-date it for a year later, it has no value to it. But let's say you make a ridiculous amount, make $1 million on the check, no one's going to cash you, it has no value. But might say, this check is going to be cashed, it has a date, post-dated for tomorrow, or the next day. You go, any money change, I'll take it right away. He doesn't care if it's one day, 2 days later, because for them also, it doesn't get to the face, so they cash it the next day. So if this check itself has a value, and you can change it right now, has a value, you can go to my colleagues and change with it, once it has a value, it's mama says, didn't like cash, it feels like money go by with it, check can go by with it, and you can kind of go to the mitzvah. I thought I showed you the Isa Mitzvah Kurelis, wrote down in two different forms, dropped different. In the favor of Fiske Alokas, it brings down all checks, whether it's Dochri or not, all checks, you're not in the kind of the mitzvah. If the Maisa, you cannot be paid right now, because that's an example, if the bank is closed, a check to chuyit is a badana. But even a regular check, if the banks are closed, and you give a person a check, late Erev Shabbos, and the banks are closed, so it has no value. That's not me. You're not trying to mitzvah. That's how good I want to say for the sake of Yismach Yisrael, it brings down even more than that. Even the banks are open, but the poyoli did not change his check on Purim and did not make him to kesef on Purim, also not mekayem the mitzvah. Yet the poyoli changed his mamash into kesef. The whole why? As far as he's comparing it, mamash to a beggar. A beggar not mekayem the mitzvah is not money. Here the check is not money. You have to change it. I am able to use it as a because of the mitzvah, it's not kesef. Now, who should a person give shalamonis? I'm sorry, my cousin of Yerim too. Again, we said say Oni or Edrin. But what about who is an Oni? So anyone in the street who says an Oni, who gets a lot of clothes, yeah, nice and loy. But what about a cotton? All these kids stick out their hands and the Khanam say, no, it's made for to give to them. So first, Matanas of Yerim, if you give, let's say you know that the cotton is an Oni, you give to me as kind of mitzvah. So if he has no dots, the 1 year old child give to him, but the person saying not mechanic mitzvah. Let's say he's a bar das, 10 years old, he's not going to be zarek into the street, and you give him money, he says, Arba Shulchan, Perish Chai, Kab Chaim, and Viyashim, and others, it's not even kind of mitzvah. The mitzvah is not dafka to a godel, not dafka to a godel, even giving to a cotton. So it goes like, you must make him, and you are mechanic of the mitzvah. What about the halacha of stam, kola, pushed, yad, nois, and moi? How far do you take the halacha? It's brought down in the Mechaber, in Sofer, in Tanak Dalet, in Sif Gimel, that anyone sticks out his hand to give. So you look at the Makar is Yishami and Megillah, and the words of the Yishami is, it's a whole statement. It starts off like this, Ein medaktik in b'moyis Purim, a person should not be medaktik, how much he gives on Purim, Ella, kol mi sheposhi, yodol, lito, nice and light. Anyone sticks out his hand to take, you give him, and mokum shenov, lito, na'afen, yudim, noikim, in place to give going, also give going. But it's two things, don't be medaktik, and anyone sticks out his hand to give. What does that mean? So the way the Mubiyas brings down, and it's coming from the Ambas, that Eimedaktik means that a person, you're not sure all year round when a person sticks out his hand as an Oni, you can check into him whether you're biking for his Mezoinus or biking for his Begotten, but you can be biking for the person who is real Oni or is a Rabbi. This time I'm pouring anyone who sticks out his hand, and you're not biting him. Anyone who says he's an Oni, whether he's an Oni or he's not an Oni, we're not biting. Why says Mukiyatim? Why can Kol Yisrael, everyone should be the Simcha? The concept again of Matos of Yoinim is of Simcha. So we want everyone to be the Simcha. Therefore, anyone that sticks out his hand, you give it them, and we're not being medactic afterwards. And that's what means Kol Achoshiyat. Anyone sticks out his hand, that's what you give to. And then we give to Goyim. Why?
I'm saying last week, the question that I have to see in the Simcha will be something. It's been the same, we tried, but it's a Mukh, and it's not a Simcha. So somehow it's only Simcha, not a Simcha.
So it could be they put a part of Simcha Erech Namim, last week that's what I said. But could be, since Matos of Yenim, I said on Friday, it's a concept of Simcha on Friday. Kol Poshu will also be on Friday. Now I'll go to Zegra says on Sunday, like Yosef HaMzonafel says on Friday, Erech Namim. And my son, what are we going to? That's only up to Abel, shouldn't have any hatred of us, any kindness of us. Now what is Pshat in this Kol Poshu Yad? Does it mean anyone sticks out his hands, you have to give? Or does it mean when you're giving, then you have to give anyone sticks out his hands? Meaning, B'yadavar? Let's say a person is going to give out for him $500. A lot of money, very nice, the smach. He gave out already $500. Someone else comes out and sticks out his hand. He's not giving anymore. Is there Indian or anyone call me Shapoish Yadavar? Is there Indian to give him anymore? Well, no, when you're giving, when you have a house, anyone's coming to collect your house. And you always, your mom is the usher, and you keep out writing checks, you stop being voided in person, or even to a guy, you make Ava, then an economic commission push, you have to give. Is it when you're giving, don't be medactic, commission push, you up? Or no, doctor, commission push, yeah, I don't want to take that and have to give. Look in the McCarthy, and the word was coming from, there's a whole statement over here. It sounds like, and when you're giving, don't check. I mean, if you have money in your pocket, and you think, and when money comes around, I'm going to give it. If first guy comes around, then you give it to him. Now, let's say you already gave out all your stock, and you don't want to give anymore. The Chura from the Makar, there's no reason why you have to give a person. That means the kids come out to May 4th. Usually most people have been standing out since May 4th a long time ago. To give to them, stop and give it to them, because no one didn't call me Shaposhi Yad. Chura says only when you're giving, don't be Machalik. The Elam says it over not that way. I don't know, either making a mistake, or maybe there are other Makaris. Or I think that the passion of Allah sounds like, you don't think of everyone. This when he's giving, don't be medactic. So okay. Now, let's say a person does give matzah of yoinim, and he wasn't medactic, and he came out here as a rabbi. Mekayim the mitzvah, not Mekayim the mitzvah. Is it mamash din of tzedakah and circle aside the din given to an ani, not Mekayim the mitzvah? Well, no, it's a din totally in simcha. And maisa, you did what you made simcha and he got it, and no problem at all. Is it going to be ma'akiv if you found out, even a form you found out, the maisa a guy gave to his rabbi? The sefer form of chutz adar with tzikoy and perak zayin sif mem gimel. He said based upon the mitzvah, the concept of simcha, Mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not. It's not stocko. No, you have to give to everybody. The word is simple. The word mitzvah ayin shavuot sounds that way also. It sounds that way. But he says in the mitzvah, it's tiny. It's yimei simcha, and the mitzvah is simcha. You're doing simcha. It's a gift in ani. You'll get it. What give? Whatever gift. Ain't big mitzvah. You choose. Kind of mitzvah. They also bring down the birkei yosef, the chidah, and the front gimel. The one time hold the same thing. However, Vazir, they want to know if that's true, even to a guy. That's what the Shulchan wants to say. Before a guy, about a night, he wants to say even to a guy, and that's his time back. Before a guy, about a night, not Mekayim the mitzvah, give him a shalat munus. Matas of him to guy, Rashi, true, right, fully to guy, not Mekayim the mitzvah. Beisaitiv, Shubu, elected, and the Talis, right, fully, not Mekayim the mitzvah, give him to guy. That's partially why the concept of Simcha was Kla Yisrael. We don't want, we try to separate Kla Yisrael from the Adam. We don't want not Mekayim the mitzvah, Matas of him. Zer Shulchan, he quotes this Bikur Yosef, he's not coming from the Ritva, in Chalik Beis, Zer Shulchan, and he disagrees. He wants a Tainan Lamaisa, the Indian against Tzedakah. And it does sound a little bit that way among the Paiskim, the Indian is an Indian of Tzedakah, and Matos of Yoinim, does say of Yoinim. But again, Yishlaim, if you Mekai the Mitzvah, when you walk being Medaktik, Sorokim, there is one what's here that is, happens sometimes in Purim, can even happen this year especially, the person comes at the Purim, I didn't give out my Matzah Zavim, I forgot. He forgot. This year it's Friday, person doesn't know it's on Friday. I thought to give this year, I had no idea. So, it comes out before Shabbos, what do you do? You can't find an Ani. Can you be Mezakit for an Ani? Or no, you have to give it a Bepoil to an Ani. The Paisim say, Avada, you don't have to give a Bepoil to Mezakit him. However, it says in Biyashim, and in the Sikharelos, and in the Mechanic, and he has to also be saying, that to Mezakit not all, you have to be Moedir the Ani. By Stoko, Echlami Tanok to be Mezakit an Ani. To be zeichah for the ani, why to zeichah so if you get it? However, here look where the concept of simcha. 2 years zeichah of him, but you have to be mitzvah him. Why? Because he doesn't know that you have to be $100. There's no simcha. You didn't do the whole point, the whole mitzvah of matzah of yoinim is simcha. True, he got the money, but you have to tell him about an arm for him. Wherever you are, that means in the place that's in the mosque, you have no ani, no place to give to ani in a certain place. Call up an ani, you have to tell ani, I have money for you. As long as you make him happy, you can be zeichah for him. Here's the kumma. Matos of Yoinim is an Indian of the Mismayach Aniyim. He is on an Ish and an Isha, and on a Niyim they have Chiv to give. On a Kotan they have Chiv to Matlaikis. The Shear goes from the range of a Fruto all the way to 50 shekels. Either the three different reasons, either the Shear is Shear Kotan, which is a Fruto, or the Shear is a Suto, or whatever is Choshev, and what makes him call. The mitzvah to the kind of mitzvah giving to an ani, however there are those who are to give even dafkit and evyon, and he caught him the kind of mitzvah when he gives him when he has das, and the chud mekayim kol poshi anoshim when he's dafkit when he's giving out and not when you're not giving. So if you know that, and the chud b'zeich of another person, how do you have to tell ani about it? The new form is mei simcha. Again, chum shvav one of tosav yon, the whole thing is simcha. The mishvurai tofei tadakeh contest when you make a pseudo. She kabit anshe beitzer v'chaveiro, you should gather together your family and your friends. Why? Why should you make a whole suda? Everyone makes the dam and the ganzer fails the suda. Di efshel esmoich kuroi v'yochin. You can't have simcha by yourself. You have a suda by yourself, that's simcha. You have it by yourself, you can't push it. You can't have simcha. V'yad over, afi v'kudrish ha-sveikis, he is akdomo to his brother's sake of the choice. So over there he writes, he quotes from where you go to Lechot, that when a person gives a marshal, goes up to Shemayim, and he sees mamash the godless habayre, the wonderful thing. And he mamash sees the awesome world. He won't have tiny out of it till he comes down to this world. He sees his chaver. He shares it with his chaver and tells him about the precious world, the glory of the world, the mamash, the gavalika world that we have. Then he has simcha. There's no simcha by yourself. Everyone knows you go on a hike. There's no fun. Go to chaver. It's gishmak. It's levenik. It's gavalik. Even things that even are fun by itself. You hear a funny joke. I gotta tell somebody. You know, you do something, I gotta share with somebody. To make a real simcha, a real time, your mama should have to feel it, and you have to feel it, to feel it, you have to give it to another person usually. The secret is Mosim Chaim, Shmulevis, when he brings down this concept, he brings down this word from the Kudja's Vegas, And he says, this concept is Miyuchat al Bnei Yeshiva. He's going to title of Isha Chayim, the wealth of life. Why? Because it's in the outside world, people go to work. The Be'etzim living in their own house, their own mishpacha, but the Be'etzim alone. First, in Yeshiva, you have Chavarim, you have Yedidim, a real Yedidim, not some because you know, we make money together and we'll be friends. There is no place that has this real shaitas, a cure to zaman, except for the place in yeshiva. Seem yuchin yeshiva, of all places, poor in yeshiva, about zan choylis and not choylis, it's not much yeshiva, it's not much kishmak, it's gevaldik, it's lefted. And you don't see it in the world that way. You see other things going on. They have schlik choylis and they mamash, they break and destroy, but here mamash, it's kishmak. There's mamash nothing like it. Might also, this Indian, particularly again, that's 6 months, a long time, but the whole Indian of Gena Purim is of Simcha. By Faisal of Simcha. There's one thing a person doesn't have to be a little bit careful on Purim. The whole point of Purim is the Simcha, to make kravis, actus, is to watch how you speak. Unfortunately, sometimes you get high, intoxicated, has a good feeling, and you see a person you don't like, or you always want to tell the guy something. You always want to share your thoughts about him to him. Wonderful opportunity, evening, and sometimes guys even know they're saying it, they know they can get away with it tomorrow and say, I said that, I never said that. They know that I was drunk, I had no idea what I'm saying. But who are the opposite of the whole entire concept of form, the concept of form is mamash makes simcha, and you don't, mamash the hefach of what the point of simcha is. The whole point is mamash to make a simcha. So I'm saying that a person, when he's pushing out, and he's going to simcha, to client so, Taka, we also have Mishpacha, we do Midah Knege Midah, and push the Yad to us, and also give us Simcha.
Taka,
yeah. Taka, Taka, Mishta Tomet.